With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible, new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up, this is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi. Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music.
Is it good?
Hello and welcome along to episode 257 of Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. We don't often start the show with The Prodigy, but after the untimely news that Keith Flint from the band has passed away, it felt like the only thing to do, really. And I just wanted to kind of spend a bit of time just talking about The Prodigy and particularly that album, Fat Other Land. You heard a snippet of Breathe, the iconic track, an iconic video. I think it was that track and, of course, Firestarter as well, which really put Keith Flint on the map. And it was that album that really kickstarted my interest in The Prodigy, but also and live music. I remember trying to dye my hair green with my housemate to go and see The Prodigy at the BIC in Bournemouth. Not the most rock and roll of venues, it must be said, but a fitting stage for their really explosive live stage show. And Prodigy remain one of my favourite live bands ever. And seeing Keith just kind of prowling around the stage, it's still really, really kind of sticks in my mind. And I think, you know, the era, so this was 1997 when Fat Other Land came out. And around that time, it was, music to me was pretty bland. You know, it was kind of the Spice Girls era, All Saints were about, it was all just very nice. I'm definitely not comparing it to the time when punk emerged, but it had a similar effect in the sense that it kind of shook everything up. And I think that album really, a seminal album in respect that it kind of fused together dance music, rock and rap in a way which probably hadn't really been done before to create something which was really exciting. And it felt really dangerous as well. And I think that's definitely the parallel to punk. Really sad to hear about the untimely death of Keith Flint. So we're going to carry on with the show. And it's kind of hard to know how to follow The Prodigy, isn't it? But we're going to go with a new London four-piece called Bedroom Tax. And the track is called Pressure Cooker. It's from their debut EP, which is out now. The EP is called Hardly Working. And it blends indie and UK rap. So if there is a kind of link between The Prodigy and the tracks today on Lost on Radio, there you go. They are inspired by the likes of Jamie T, The Jam, and Gil Scott-Heron. And I think it's pretty exciting. So what do you think of this? This is Bedroom Tax and Pressure Cooker.
I might just do what I shouldn't. I know I said that I wouldn't, but the pressure's still cooking. When I'm
5 can't read, but police still book 'em. To say the nice guy finishes last, I'm trying to rewrite the rules and not end up on my ass. Young brother, at the back of the class, teachers proclaimed that I wouldn't get far. Perfected my art, perfected my craft. Look, it's such a cycle, but the rules of engagement's what is vital. Moonwalking to accusations that have split us from Michael. Moonwalking to accusations that have split us from my idols. Like J. Cole said, as long as your idols don't become your rivals, 'cause I might just do what I shouldn't. We're some educated slaves. Daily Mail says that we're waste. 9 grand a year to join the rat race. Still end up in the grave. People force to work for free. But I'll be sweet if I've got trainers and weed. People force to work for free. But I'll be sweet if I've got trainers and weed. See, I thought about it. Sat down, read books, thought how the went around it. Institutionalized how the thought about it. If I take 4 steps forward and 3 steps backwards, but I'm staying grounded. So fuck who you thought, who thought, who found it. So fuck who you thought, who found it. So you're working hard, really hardly working. Godly fighting descriptions into verses. My first street up was aided by my university bursary. So you can't hurt me. Nah, you can't hurt me. 'Cause my first street up was aided by my university bursary. Yeah. I might just do what I shouldn't. Yeah, I know I said that I wouldn't, but the pressure is still cooking. When the 5 can't read, but police still book 'em. We're some educated slaves. Daily Mail says that we're waste. 9 grand a year to join the rat race. Still end up in the grave. People forced to work for free. But I'll be sweet if I've got trainers and weed. People forced to work for free. But I'll be sweet if I've got trainers and weed. People forced to work for free. But I'll be sweet if I've got trainers and weed. People forced to work for free. But I'll be sweet if I've got trainers and weed.
That was Pressure Cooker from Bedroom Tax. And the next song, I guess, kind of, again, sort of linked to The Prodigy as we started the show. It seemed to fit quite nicely. When I was reading the biog and accompanying kind of email which came with this track, the words that really jumped out to me were snarling, anti-authoritarian lyrics, post-punk, indie fuzz, all words that kind of bring a warm glow to my heart and to my ears, I guess. This band, they're called The Gallery. They're already selling out 350 cap venues across Yorkshire. They're getting a lot of support from BBC and also other local bands as well. The track is called Pesticide. And again, another really exciting track to have on Lost on Radio.
We'll be right back. What did you expect?
Listeners to the show will know we do like to dot around the genres, and this week's going to be no different. So next up, we're going to head to the Outer Hebrides in Scotland for a band called Mother Night. The track we're going to play is called Not Ourselves. They describe it as kind of dreamy pagan pop. I must admit, I didn't really know what pagan pop was. To me, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of alt pop. It feels kind of like there's a bit of maybe a Talking Heads thing going on here, maybe. I don't know. This track comes ahead of an album called A Lifetime of Uninhibited Pleasure, which is coming in April, so pretty soon. So if you like this, then do check them out online. All the links to all the artists we feature, of course, are in the show notes on Right Call Music. The new look, Right Call Music, if you haven't been to the site for a while, or in fact you've never maybe been at all, then do head to rightcallmusic.com. And there's a wealth of music to discover. We've been going since 2010. I always say 2011. I think the podcast was 2011. The blog was 2010. So trust me, there's a ton of music for you to discover if you go there, including Mother Night.
I'm afraid.
Next up, we welcome the return of a band we've kind of featured a lot recently, actually, on Lost on Radio, and for very good reason. They are a very, very good band. They're called Ocean Floors. We first featured them on episode 176 of Lost on Radio, followed it up with 235 and 240, and now they're back on 257. This is the new single. It's called Pray to the Satellite. And I was actually hoping to go and see this band live, finally, a few weeks ago, and sadly couldn't make it. They are, I think at the time, they were battling to get to the Isle of Wight Festival. It was kind of one of those kind of battle of the band competitions. I don't know how they got on, so if you're listening, guys, then do drop me a line and let me know if you did make it. Fingers are crossed for you. The Isle of Wight is a great festival, and yeah, hope you make it there. And if it's purely on talent, then they should be there, right? Ocean Floors, Pray to the Satellite. On Lost on Radio. John Giddings from the Isle of Wight's ear and tell him to book Ocean Floors immediately. I mentioned that they've been on the show a couple of times before. We've now just added a radio player to the front page of Right Call Music, so it's really easy to just listen back to some previous shows. Thanks to our friends at Acast, who very carefully and quickly stepped up and gave us a way to embed all of our previous shows in one convenient radio player. So yeah, head to Right Call Music, scroll down the list, and yeah, just go and discover some new music. All right, coming up next, we have Henry Jameson and his track American Babes. It's taken from his LP Gloria Duplex, and the whole album really explores themes of toxic masculinity, and I guess in an era of Trump and the changing perceptions of the way men are supposed to be. There's a lot of stats about male suicide and all those kind of things. It feels a very sort of zeitgeist topic, and I think Henry Jameson, from what I've heard of the album, really does tackle it very, very talented, very, very well, and very articulately. He's actually signed to Akira Records, which I didn't know until I was looking through the notes. Akira Records are a independent label based in London, I believe, and their back catalogue is outstanding. So if you are looking to discover some music beyond Right Call Music, then head over to Akira Records' website, look back through some of the artists they've released. They've got the likes of Orman Brown on there, who will always be a favourite of Right Call Music, Shura, and Rosie Carney, just to name three, and of course, Henry Jameson.
So passing strange to see them on the train, coming of age and looking for what? American babes in the wind and the rain. Where's the milk or the flame or something to trust? Will we see both sides? Will we see both sides? I took a whiskey neat and walked out to the street, where a wild man whistled and swayed. And up came a wind from paradise blowing in, well, that's what I told him, and he blessed the day.
For one more track this week, and it's from an artist called Helena Cohen. The track is called Throat, and we actually knew her by her former guys, I guess. She was the front woman of a band called Dios Mio, who we used to absolutely love and adore on Right Call Music and Lost on Radio. In fact, they were our First Signs of Love number 100. First Signs of Love was a feature we used to run for brand new bands that we adored and loved, really. And they also featured on a number of podcasts. First one was episode 77, which shows how long ago it was. We're now 257. They're also on 165 and 234. You can still find their music, I believe, on Spotify or, of course, on this very show. But, yeah, sadly, Dios Mio are no more. But Helena Cohen has kind of risen from the ashes to make her own solo career. This is the second single. The first one was called Baptiste. And we had to actually play the video of that and feature the video on our Facebook page, Right Call Music, so you can go and check that out. This track has got a bit of a dark story to it. I'm going to read out what it says. This was about a friendship that Helena had that turned possessive, obsessive, and eventually led to physical violence, which doesn't sound very nice at all, does it? I think this song has been a big part of the healing process. Once you found the bravery, I guess, to kind of get such a personal song out into the world. But it's a beautiful piece of work and feels a fitting end to a show which we started by talking about the sad demise of Keith Flint from The Prodigy. We'll come back next week and we're going to be in a slightly happier mood, I'm sure, with some good music as ever from around the world. Until then, thanks for listening to Lost on Radio from Right Call Music.
Listen back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.